Let's start with First Friday tomorrow. What's on the schedule?
Well, we have partnered with Brazos Valley World Fest, and we're super excited. They're going to be doing some cultural performances at the Palace, along with some BISD performances. They're all starting at 6. So we're really excited about that. And then we have, you know, the normal different performers and in-store activities. Parker Aston Art Center is doing some cool kids crafts with some spinners and weavers that I'm really excited about.
After First Friday, then, we touched on it the last time you were here, but another round of sipping shops coming up.
Yes, the holiday sipping shop. You can taste wine and then different wassails, which are non-alcoholic, normally warm beverages. And those tickets are on sale right now. If you buy them ahead of time, you can save a little money.
How do you go about getting the tickets?
Those are on our website at downtownbryan.com.
And then we have the call for parade entries.
Yes, that is also on downtownbryan.com. And the parade is at night. So it's a lighted parade, and it's December 9th.
And that has grown. I'm trying to remember if we're now in year 3 or 4. Maybe it's even been longer than that. But it's certainly grown.
Yeah, it gets bigger every year. And the floats get more intricate. And I love it because it's at night. And it just has a great atmosphere with all of the Christmas lights.
DowntownBryan.com for more information to register or for the tickets. And, of course, you're on other social media just to stay on top of everything else.
Yeah, Facebook page.
All righty. Jesse Ayers, Downtown Bryan Association. Thanks for the visit.
Thank you.
This is News Talk 1620 WTAW.